The Game. Story by Peter Millett. Illustrated by Simon Scales. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Get Me Out. Brad was asleep at his computer keyboard. He was snoring.
Brad, are you in the game?
A loud voice came through Brad's earphones.
Brad, come in. It's Michael. I need your help.
Slowly, Brad opened his eyes. He looked at the screen. What was going on? Michael was on the screen.
Brad, listen to me,
he said.
You've got to get me out of the game right now.
Brad looked at Michael. Why was he on the screen? What was happening? He looked down at his keyboard, where a red light was flashing. Chapter 2. Run. Brad pushed the red button on the keyboard. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. Brad spun around. He turned upside down and span in the air. Brad was then sucked into the game. Brad landed on the ground. He didn't know what was going on. How had he ended up here? He looked around and saw that he was in the computer game. Brad! Shouted Michael. Michael ran over to Brad. Run as fast as you can! Suddenly, a giant foot landed on the ground in front of Brad. A red laser blasted a rock behind his head. Quickly, this way! Shouted Michael. Michael grabbed Brad's arm. Chapter 3. Control Tower. The two boys ran into a cave. The giant foot walked past the cave. A red laser lit up the ground, and the cave turned red. Don't say a word, whispered Michael. Suddenly, the red light went away. I think I can get us out of the game, said Brad. How? Asked Michael. With this. Brad held up a disc. If I can find the control tower and put this disc in it, I can shut down the game. Hey, I know where the control tower is, said Michael. Okay. Let's go, said Brad. Chapter 4. Cyborg. Michael looked out of the cave. Run, he shouted. The two boys ran quickly. There's the control tower, shouted Michael. Let's go, shouted Brad. Suddenly, a giant cyborg stepped out from behind a tree. Brad rolled over on the ground and ran at the cyborg. He jumped onto its back. The cyborg swooped and grabbed at Brad. It tried to shake him off. Brad pulled out a pen and jammed it into the cyborg's control panel. The cyborg started to shake and spin. Then he fell to the ground. Run to the control tower, shouted Brad. Chapter 5. Shut down. Brad and Michael ran to the control tower. Brad put the disc in. He started to shut down the game. A red light started flashing. But suddenly, another cyborg came out from behind a rock. Take my hand, shouted Brad. Brad pushed the flashing red light. Suddenly, there was a loud noise. Brad and Michael span around. They turned upside down and span in the air. They landed back in Brad's room. Brad and Michael looked at one another. They couldn't believe what had just happened. "Thanks, Brad," said Michael, still shaking. "You saved my life." There was one more thing Brad had to do. He quickly shut down his computer.